Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Carla, and I am your host. I'm just came in. I'm not sure what's going on. I don't know if you can hear me or if a Sister Powell line dropped. But if the line dropped, we will start over. But I'm not able to see anything right now. Let us say a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for peace. We thank you for joy. We thank you for hope. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for who you are, Lord, you are good and you're worthy to be praised. And I just thank you for all that you have done, all that you are doing, Lord. You are worthy to be praised, Father. And I ask that you will bless us, whatever technical difficulties going on, whatever it is, Lord, I ask that you will bless us, that you will help us, Lord. We pray that your will be done, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. And I see Sister Powell, and I'll go ahead and open the line. I'm not sure if you were hosting at first and the line dropped or what. I just came on. Your line is open.
Yes, yes. Good evening, my dear beloved. Good evening, Sister Carla. And thank
amen.
You for opening the line. I was trying, but eventually when I went on, it things sign up on the keyboard, so I, you know, called, I need to find out if, you know, my phone, and then after I called out, I heard you, so thank you.
Yes.
It has to be here on the Thanksgiving God praise, what he has done this El Thursday night, and we are here to share the goodness of God. I am Sister Osco, Sister Carla, and my pastor is a new pastor, for Rich Burnside Church, and one of my church brought me, had prayer with me, and I was just grateful to know that, you know, meet the pastor of the church, that he pray asking God to continue to give me the strength that I will continue to do. We have a wonderful giveaway today, and I'm telling you, we have babies even in the womb. We have a lot of people from their community who came out and receive, you know, the good gift, and not only getting physical help, but also spiritual help. So since I came, my dear beloved, had accepted the Lord first and decided to give their life to the Lord. So I'm asking you all to pray for these three souls, you know, two ladies and one man, and that God will, you know, right this, and that they will follow the Lord. So that's my prayer, sister, on this line. So I am going. It is a favorite scripture that we have read, Genesis 1:9, and I don't know if Sister Carla would like Romans 1:9, so that at our program.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, chapter.
Clark.
Okay. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 29. Genesis chapter 1, verse 29 reads, "And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat."
All right. And then Sister Carla, the last part of 30 said, "I have given every green herb for meat, and it." So we thought, both of us, you know, and I would like to wait a little before we go into the program, you know, because the Lord says we are two or three gather together doing the things concerning your will is in the midst. And as we are past six, actually, and nearly half hour, let us wait just a little, you know, to get in more people. We can read. So if you have anything that you want to share while we are on the line, waiting a little bit until our brothers and sisters join so that we can you know, go further in the program.
Okay, amen. I was looking, I was reading testimonies, studies, and diet and food. Did you want a testimony or a reading from Spirit of Prophecy, Sister Prophet?
No, anything. You know, I said that, you know, we would just tarry a little and wait on,
okay,
on another, you know, another person, since there's two of us.
Amen.
That's why I did, mm-hmm, you know, didn't want to go into the full reading yet, because it was
Amen.
That we can share any little praise and any little, you know, thing that, you know, you want to share.
Amen. Yes, and this will be re-recorded, and there are those that are listening via the internet. So, as you said, where one or two are gathered, God is in the midst. The angels are here. So, you know, everything go forward. This is from testimony studies on diet and food. And this is chapter 17, Food as Remedy. In case of severe fever, abstinence from short time will lessen the fever and make the use of water more effectual. But the acting physician needs to understand the real condition of the patient and not allow him to be restricted in diet for a great length of time until his system become enfeebled. While the fever is raging, food may irritate and excite the blood. But as soon as the strength of the fever is broken, nourishment should be given in a careful, judicious manner. If food is withheld too long, the stomach craving for it will create fever, which will be alleviated by a proper allowance of food of a right quantity and quality. It gives nature some time to work upon. If there is a great desire expressed for food, even during the fever, to gratify that desire with a moderate amount of simple food would be least injurious than for the patient to be denied. When he can get his mind upon nothing else, nature will not be overburdened with a small portion of simple food. Amen. So as I read there, we see when someone is sick, they should abstain from food and, you know, go on a fast and drink water until, you know, they're able, the stomach is able to take in the food and hold it down, because sometimes if they eat, they'll just throw it up or they'll have an upset stomach. We see there the law that we should follow, you know, and our grandparents and even Sister Powell, you and others, they know these things because they've been through it and they know things to do without, you know, having to be told because they have seen it or experienced it in life. So life experience help us to help others and to encourage them and to share with them what we ought to do when we're, you know, feverish, when we're sick, and when we're going through different ailments. So I just enjoy that reading. Another part, it says, physicians should watch unto prayer, realizing that they stand in a position of great responsibility. They should prescribe for their patient the best food, best suited for them. This food should be prepared by one who realized that he occupied a most important position, in so much as good food is required to make good blood. So we see there the housekeeper, mothers, or, you know, nanny, whoever, those that work in the kitchen, they should really learn about food and how to well prepare it and what food is best. But we see, you know, in different countries, even in places, they cook food that are not healthy with a lot of oil and grease, and that clogs up the pores. Even me, you know, we're cooking with grease, but now I learned just by sautéing onion that the aroma and also the what pulls from the onion, just a little water and sautéed, will give you like a oil-like consistency or to fry and to cook the food in instead of a lot of oil. If you need a little oil, coconut oil, you know, those are a little bit. Go ahead. Okay, amen. So everything is a trial and a learning, and we have books. We have the books in Spirit of Prophecy, and we have help books and magazines to read that will help us to guide us a proper way to prepare food and to eat. As it say, when properly prepared, olive, light nuts supply the place of butter and flesh meat, the oil preferable to animal oil or fat. It served as a laxative. Its use will be found beneficial to consumptive, and it is healing to an inflamed, irritated stomach. So we see there olive is very good for the body. Amen. And
amen.
I will stop there. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, my dear beloved, for sharing that. Food is very important, and God wants us to be obedient with the health message that he has given unto us. So we have to be grateful for, you know, these wonderful promises. And thank Sister Carla. As it was said a while ago, that we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning his will, he is in the midst. And, you know, we have more than two and three. So this is the time that we continue our program. And we will ask, open this line, that my dear beloved could read for us. We have read Genesis 1:29. So I'm going to open 240 line that she could just read for us, 3 John 1:4.
Amen. It is a pleasure to be on this line. Good night. How do you do? To all of you all tonight, I was I got a nice pleasant surprise. One of my my family friend, girlfriend, she moved and lived in Florida, and she came back to drop her daughter to school. She goes to Penn State, and she stopped here to say hi, and it was just, I haven't seen her in over a year. So I thank God for that. I'm going to ask you all to pray for them, safe traveling mercies, as they are commuting from Maryland to Pennsylvania. And so the third epistle of John, verses 1 through 4, says, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth." Verse 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above what? All things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." And verse 3 says, "For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth." Verse 4 says, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." How beautiful is that? God wants his children to walk in truth. All right, Sister Paul, you wanted me to do Revelation 22 too?
Sure.
All right, Revelation 22 says, I don't know why it's doing that. Revelation 22 says,
in the midst of the street.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up. All right, Revelation 22, verse 1 and 2 says, "And he shewed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb." And verse 2 says, "In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation." Amen and amen.
Thank you, my dear beloved, for that wonderful reading. And we will, all right, thank you for that reading. and we are going to go in another season of prayer, and then we will start opening the line. Father, we want to give you thanks and praise for this blessed Thursday Health Night. We thank you, Lord, that you love us so much, that you gave us, Lord, the fruit and also the leaf of the tree, dear Lord, for our meat and for healing our remedy for healing our soul. So, Lord, we come before you this moment on this line, this Thursday, thanking you for the nutrition with the food that you have provided for us. Thank you, dear Lord, that you have told us, Lord, that we must exercise. Thank you, Lord, for that natural drink that you have given unto us, water. Thank you, dear Father, for sunshine. When we get this wonderful, beautiful sunshine, Lord, we want to give you thanks for that. Lord, allow us, Lord, to be temperance. We thank you for the fresh year that we breathe and breathe out the foul year. Lord, we thank you for the rest that you have given unto us this blessed Sabbath, the blessed Sabbath day, to rest, to know more about you. And also for the trusting and to depending upon you, who is the true and living God, who have created everything and take good care of your children. So we want to thank you. We present ourselves to you this month, every one of us on this line tonight and Thursday. You know everything about us, where we are, even now our thought, dear Father, you knew. So we are asking you, Lord, to keep us and help us, that we will all commune with you tonight. We will all get a new experience of you tonight, that we all, dear Father, will ask you for victory over our sin so that we can carry out your work. So bless each one of us, Lord. You know them by names, Lord. Everyone, you know our ear, every strand of ear in each one of us' head. So we present ourselves to you. Keep us, Lord, while we continue this program. Pour your Holy Spirit upon this speaker and all those who will share their testimony, their praise, their song, Lord, so that we will all have a wonderful time with you tonight. Bless us, we pray, Lord, and keep us, that we will be faithful in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen, amen, and amen. Yes, my dear beloved, welcome again. This is Sister Powell. And welcome to our visiting friends, those who are listening from Netherlands, those who are listening on the internet from Canada, those who are listening from United States, those who are also listening from Australia and also Africa and Asia. We welcome you all, and we hope that you will enjoy the program and also to take it, you know, just feel free like you are at home, and because we are all brothers and sisters. So welcome again. And now, my dear beloved, I will be opening the line so that my beloved can share. 985-232, your line is open.
Good evening, my sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Hummer, Louisiana. Just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up this morning. Thank God for all his blessings. I just want to read a devotion prayer. Dear God, my heart desires to live out the example you set for us in the form of your Son, Jesus Christ. I desire to love my neighbors, my family, and even strangers the same way Christ loved all men and women without expecting anything in return. I desire not to be interested in what I get in return, but in what I was able to give. Lord, I ask that you help me enact this love in my everyday life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. This was me when I was young. I would help a lot of people, even when I was older. Before I got sick, I would go help people, older people I would fall in love with and help them do anything in their house or whatever they need. I would never ask for money. I just would give them a hand from Homer to Texas. And when I moved to Texas 4.5 years, I helped them. I always look after the older people. And, you know, and I always did it. And look like I helped them look like they died on me. And I was hurt. But I would always go help somebody. And some of them said, well, we're going to pay you to do this. You know, we don't let you work for free. So, you know, it was a blessing. And because my mama had children, like I said, in the past. And Mary and I go get my sister. I said, I got a sister want to work. And, you know, she had a house full of kids and no help. But then this was my own self. I would put my sister to babysit, Sister Leola to babysit. And I would tell her I would go help Sister Church while she babysit. Or I would go stay at the hospital. My grandmother's sick. And the hospital for 3 months, she would babysit. So we just always pitch in and help people. And, you know, and do things for people when we could. We never had none. We didn't worry about nothing. But it was a blessing for us. And so we thank God for that. And that's why, you know, that's why we are blessed. We're not blessed with material things, but we are blessed with God. I just ask y'all to keep me and Brother John in prayer. Because I'm going through a little things with my house. It haven't been repaired yet, but it's so hard to get a justice here because we have so many people that need a justice and people are working so hard on people's houses and stuff. They don't want to take the time out and they got some doing some crooked things such as charging people. Our own people, of course, you know, but I wouldn't let them, you know, I wouldn't dare pay them. Because it's not right. So I just thank God, and y'all just lift up us in prayer before the other anything. I've been praying to God nothing else hit because we haven't got finished with the first storm this past last year. So just keep us in prayer and keep that light out, family member in prayer on and off and those that are in need. Amen. Dear Brother John.
Amen.
Yes, like I said, Lord, everyone, Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. And just want to say I was thinking about something I want to share with everyone. I was thinking about, I don't know the exact, I'll say the scripture, but I know that it's like God, Jesus had mentioned about hot water, you know, something like hot water and cold water and, I know it was something like Jesus said he didn't want lukewarm water. I guess that's between hot and cold water. And he didn't want to drink lukewarm. I think it was something like that. And I kind of was thinking about that scripture, and I was kind of interpreting it like another way I was kind of interpreting it my way, like I would say if somebody don't like try to serve two gods, that's the way I was kind of thinking about it. I don't know if I may be able to say that, but and they say not cold or not hot. It could be cold or hot, but not lukewarm water in between. I was thinking about a person not saving, like, I mean, serving two masters. Not like doing God's will and at the same time some days doing a lot of evil. So I was thinking serving one master, like doing God's will and not being evil some days and nice and doing good some days. I think it's just being one way in your life. So that's the way I interpret it about not hot, cold. So I want to ask you, is that okay for me to put that like that? So it'd be lukewarm, it's like a person, like not doing both good and bad. You need to do one or the other. Amen. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Brenda. And Brother John, and also using both the hot and the cold, right? God wants us not to be cold nor lukewarm. You know, the scripture said, as you said it, God wants us to be out where we can show our light and shine our light out there so that others can see Christ. Yes, we are going to go through trials and tribulation, but, you know, God is able, Brother John, and as you decided to follow the Lord, you know, by sharing his word to others, that is how you will be coming hot, not lukewarm, because, you know, lukewarm tea, when we have a cup of lukewarm tea, we know it is very insipid, right? So God is so good to us that he is reminding us, you know, of his character, that we can follow his character. So thank you, my dear beloved. And also, Sister Brenda, what you are going through with this housing and the workers, we all face that trials and tribulation, especially our your own people. So we have to lift them up so that the Lord will touch their heart, that they will be able to do a good job for a good work day, and get their pay more than just doing things off-hearted and, you know, do not do unexpected the same pay. So we will surely place those individuals to the Lord and ask them to touch them so that they will be mindful of what they are doing. They may not know that Jesus is seeing them, but, you know, the Lord is there seeing and watching the evil that they do to one another, right? So thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for sharing. Yes, my dear beloved, I'm going to open this 857-505. Your line is open.
Amen. Hello, my beloved brothers and sisters. Hello, Sister Powell. Welcome on the prayer line. I wonder how is Jamaica doing, Sister Powell? I hope Jamaica is doing well, doing good. And Sister Powell, I hope you're sharing Brother Alex the prayer line, Sister Powell. Give him the information, Sister Powell, about the prayer line too, Sister Powell. Share with him. Share the Avi Light Ministry to that Brother Alex will share, Brother Alex will come in this prayer line, and Sister Power, he will testimony in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. God will give him the victory, Sister Power. God will give him deliverance. What matter he's going through, Sister Power, God will give him deliverance. I like to thank God, Sister Power, because God is good. He's worthy to be praised, beloved brothers and sisters. Let's have faith in the Lord, brothers and sisters. Sister Powell, please lift up my mother in prayer. My mother needs a lot of prayer. Don't forget to pray for me. Lift me up in prayer. Do not forget to lift up individual in prayer, Sister Powell. Do not forget to lift up Brother Samuel in prayer. And Sister Powell and Sister Stephanie to lift up Brother Samuel in prayer. And tell Sister Stephanie to lift up Brother Samuel in prayer. And pray for the others too, Sister Power. And Sister Power to say, may God bless Sister Stephanie. May God bless you, Sister Stephanie, on the Avilite Ministry, Sister Stephanie. What you're going through, Sister Stephanie, God will give you a job, my dear Sister Stephanie. Trust in the Lord, Sister Stephanie, because he is able. He's a mighty God, Sister Stephanie. He's amazing God, Sister Stephanie. Praise him. Praise him, Sister Stephanie. Give thanks to the Lord for he is good. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Stephanie. Praise the Lord, Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie, you have to say hallelujah on this prayer line. You have to say hallelujah on this prayer line, Sister Stephanie. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah,
amen.
Sister Power. Hallelujah,
amen.
Sister D'Amico. Hallelujah, everyone. Hallelujah, Sister
Power.
I wonder how it's Jamaica.
Amen.
Do it, Sister Power. I hope Jamaica's
Amen.
Doing good, and you
Amen.
In Jamaica now. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for that praise. Jamaica is doing well, and God's blessings, and thank you all for prayer. Yes, I'm going to open the line. 272-770. Your line is open.
Thank you so much, Sister Powell. I'm so glad to hear your voice. We miss you. We love you. We've been praying for you on the prayer line. So I'm so glad to hear your voice. This is Sister Tymiko from Pennsylvania. And I just give the Lord praise and honor and glory because he is so worthy to be praised. He takes good care of each and every one of us. So I thank him for everything, for getting me through this week, for giving me safe traveling mercies as well, to and fro to my appointments. I'm so grateful in taking care of my neighbors, my friends. It is just such a blessing, and God is just so awesome. So I would like to ask for a prayer request for everyone on this prayer line. I'm lifting up Sister Powell, her precious Jews in Jamaica, Sister Stephanie, KJ, and Kasha. Lifting up Brother Eli and his mom. Lifting up Sister Daisy and her family as well. And lifting up Brother Ricardo and his wife, Samantha. I'm praying for each and every one of us on this line. Sister Brenda and her husband, Brother John, and their children. Sister Leola and her family as well. And I'm asking for prayer for myself and also for my children and my family. I would like to sing a song, if I may. I'm not sure if now is a good time, Sister Powell. May I sing a song, or should I wait until later on?
Yes, can you wait till a later Wednesday? Okay.
Oh, sure. Yes, thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening my line. God bless you all. I love you all, my dear brothers and sisters. Amen.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Tymiko, for hearing and blessing us. And sure, you will be singing your song after. Just open this line that everyone have the opportunity, you know, to share, and then we can go into a season of prayer so we can hear. 518-482, your line is open.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. Sister Powell, good evening. I am so happy to be here. I will give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy, and do it forever. You know, everybody knew that I come early in the line, but because of sickness and death in the family, today was just a busy day for me, but God is good. And I just want to give him the praise because I'm alive. My friend lost her son, Sister Ingrid, on Saturday at 2 o'clock. And she gone down to funeralize him. Today, and then on Tuesday, my husband lost his brother. So I am so, his pressure went up today because he was trying to get his passport so he could travel. But I don't know how he's going to get that. So that is where I am. At this moment, just thinking of all sorts of things, all sorts of crucibles we are going through here, Sister Power. So this evening, I'm just asking my brothers and sisters to uplift the family in prayer. Thank you, Sister Power. Sister Power, can you call me in the morning?
And not sharing, you know, sharing with our song or give us our health tip, we know. So we are going to pause a little, my dear beloved, and we are going in prayer. And I'm going to open this line and ask God, you know, to give our dear beloved sister, Consinelli, the strength that she will, you know, carry to both yourself or husband, and all brother friends, church sister, we are all church sisters and church brothers. And, you know, when we lost a loved one, you know, we do know that, you know, the Lord give and he take. But sometimes it's very difficult for each one of us. So we are going to go into maybe two short prayer, brothers and sisters, for a dear sister, and then after we pray, we can just do the last one, can pray the final prayer, and then we will let go into our studies. So I'm going to open this line for my 240-988, asking her if she could lead us out in prayer for dear sister, Sister Constantinella. 240-988, your line is open.
Can you hear me? Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do. I do.
All right. Amen. Amen. If you're able to kneel, we're going to ask you to do that. If not, just bow your head. We know people are commuting to and fro, and so we want to make sure that you are transporting yourself and others safely. And so, we're going to go into prayer right now. Heavenly Father, we bow before you today. On this, your helper says in your word that you wish above all things that we may prosper, we may be in good health, and that our soul prospereth. Lord, you ask and you want us to walk in your truth. You want us to do the things that you have directed us to do so that we can have the good health. But Heavenly Father, we know that because of sin, because of this foe, because of this enemy, we are afflicted with sins, and we're afflicted with transgression. We're afflicted with diseases. We're afflicted with anxiety and fear. And we're afflicted with the cares of this world. But we're so thankful that you, being our Heavenly Father, you have said that we can come, we can commune, we can lay our petitions at your feet. You promise us, Heavenly Father, that if you give the lily of the valley, you care for them. You care for the sparrow. What more you will do for your children. So I present to you, Sister Constantinella, Heavenly Father, your woman servant. She blesses this line day in, and Thursday out, with encouragement, with help, tips and information and songs. Lord, you have used her, Lord, to care for so many others, her family members, her friends. And so, Lord, you know her heart. You know the struggles and the battles that she's going through as it pertains to her family and the things that I don't know, Heavenly Father, and I don't need to know, Lord, but you know. So we're asking you, Heavenly Father, that you will give her the strength and the comfort and the peace that she needs through this time. We pray for her brother, Lord. I know her sister was going through, and I know her niece was going through the fiery furnace and the storm. But you are the great Almighty. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. So, Heavenly Father, we know that you can speak it, and according to your will, healing can take place. But, Lord, you say that in your word that you want your children to be at peace. And so we present to you, Sister Constantinella and their family, we pray for peace and comfort even right now. Pour out your Holy Spirit around them, Heavenly Father. And continue, Lord, to use her. Gird her up as we're praying that you will be our shield bearer, Lord. Let her feel your presence even right now. Lord, you see, you know her heart. you know, the crucible that she's going through right now, Lord. But as I'm reminded about the experience of Job, I am encouraged knowing that you, Heavenly Father, have seen it fit, and I've trusted in Sister Consinelli that she's going to overcome, because you said in your word, you will never allow the weapons to form against your children to prosper. You will never allow the righteous to be seen begging for bread. So, Lord, I know that you will manifest and you will work the situation out so that you can get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. You said that in your word, that you will never give us more than we can handle. So, Lord, I know you trust her, and I know that you know you're going to allow the Holy Spirit to give her the strength so that she will overcome all of the many storms and the trials and the tribulation that she's experiencing right now, Lord. Be with her husband even right now, Lord. You know him. You know him before he was even born. You know the very number of year that is on his head, Lord. You know his name. And so we pray, Lord, as we lift that family up to you, Lord, you will go in and do a mighty work, Lord, so that they can come back and give your testimony, Lord, so that they can say, come, let me tell you about a man that has done everything for me and my family in this situation, who's always victorious. Thank you, Lord. I pray for Brother Eli, Heavenly Father. Lord, you know his list. I pray that you will give him the peace and the comfort. I pray, Lord, that you will allow each and every person on this line to experience a double portion of your Holy Spirit. I lift up to you our young people, Sister Tamiko, and her young people, Mason and Kalan and Kalana and Kiosha and Kadian and Taewon and Tony and Anthony, Lord. We present them to you even right now, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord, that they will have an experience with you, and they will fully surrender their lives to you, Lord. We lift up to you Kaja and KJ. Kaja is getting ready, Lord, to fully be baptized in you, Lord. She wants to be a new creature in you. And so we pray that you will continue, Heavenly Father, to manifest yourself in her life, Lord. We pray for Jordan, Lord. We ask that you will comfort her, Lord, as she's seeking to learn more about you, Heavenly Father. I pray, Lord, for my job situation, Lord. I pray for her health. I pray for Sister Brenda. I pray for Brother Ray, Brother Rick, Brother John, Lord. I pray for Sister Leola and her family members, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you will pour out your blessing on each and every person that is on this line, Heavenly Father. I ask that you will allow us to leave here changed so that we can see the urgency, as I heard Brother John was talking about lukewarm, Lord. You said that we need to be either hot or cold, or you're going to spew us out. We beg and we plead, Lord, that you will not blot our names out, but you will blot our sins out, Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord, to be the ambassador for you, plus, Lord, to advertise by our actions and by our words and by our deeds this beautiful heaven that we read about, that paradise, Heavenly Father. There will be no more sickness, no more death. There will be no more strife, Heavenly Father. But we pray that as that day is fast approaching, you will feel your people. Forgive me, Lord, of anything that I've done that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father. And I pray, Lord, that my doctors that are working on my behalf, Lord, you're using them, Heavenly Father, that you will pour out your blessing on them, Heavenly Father. You will allow the right placement, Lord, so that I'm able to do your ministry. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. And we thank you for Sister Powell and Alex Nation and for how you are using her, was watching her, Lord, on YouTube, Lord, where she was there and helping and praying. She gave the quick drive-by Bible study, letting people know about the remnant church. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that as we are the remnant, Lord, we don't only use it with the name, but, Lord, our action will emulate you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Sister Paul, can you hear me?
Yes. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved, for that prayer. And I will go into another prayer. I really, when I heard my sister a while ago, you know, my heart moved because I know my sister is always there for me, despite of what happening to me when I am in Albany. My dear beloved sister is always there, and I am here now far away from her. But I do hope that and we know that the Lord is able to hear and answer prayer. So I thank you, Sister Stephanie, and also thank my brothers and sister here who are praying on her behalf, Sister Continelli. So I will just offer a short word giving thanks for answering prayer, because we know that God is going to give her the strength. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come once more at your feet. We lingered a little longer, dear Father, to tell you thank you for all the blessings that you have given unto us today. We want to thank you for your love towards us. We want to thank you for the prayer that you have answered, Lord, to your dear Sister Stephanie presentation, Lord, or with our sister, Sister Cantinelli, who have lost our loved ones, Lord, and especially, dear Lord, in this time. So we lift her up again to you, her husband, dear Lord, who is seeking the passport. We are asking you to allow him that he will get an emergency passport that he will able to attend, Lord, his family put away. So we just want to give you thanks for that. We also ask you tonight, dear Lord, to pour your blessings upon each one of us as we pray and as we wait for you to hear from you your words, Lord, to encourage us and to build our character of the truth so that we can share with others. So we want to thank you. And as the prayer request is offered to you in the most holy sanctuary, we are asking you, Lord, to let your will be done. And we thank you that we have a loving Father who cares for us and who knows what we are going through, and promise us in his word that he will be with us even to the end. Thank you, Lord, for hearing, and thank you for answering our prayer. We love you, dear Lord, and we ask you to pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon each one of us heart and allow us to revive, reform, rejuvenated, and also, Lord, willing and ready to demonstrate your character wherever we go. Thank you for hearing, answering our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, now is the time that we are asking you all to get your Bible, King James Version, your ministry of healing, and also your pen and paper so that you can write down these scriptures and that when if you have a comment, after the end, you can press star 6 and then you can ask the question of the subject that we are studying. Thank you again. So the next voice you will hear will be the voice of the speaker. 240-988, your line is open. Can you share your name?
Amen. 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 This is Steffi, and I will be bringing, I'm the vessel, not of my own strength, bringing the Ministry of Healing today. We want to say welcome to the Health Thursday, Sister Paul. I know you went through that new start, the 8 doctors that make house call, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I pray
about it. I'm free. Amen. And let me tell you this, beloved. I tell you, I've learned, you know, with, you know, when we get new information and there are new studies out there, which makes sense because it's things that we were doing before, but we never connected it. There is some studies that came out that getting the early morning sun between 6 and 10 o'clock, that is the best the best sun rays that you're supposed to get for your body. It helps to heal. It helps that melatonin, help your body with that melatonin. It helps with the dopamine, and it helps for you to sleep well. And I'm telling you, beloved, nothing but the truth, okay? Because I go out, I try to get it. My daughter is getting it. She had hurt her leg. It's healing. I thank you for praying for that. I thank you for praying for her as she's getting ready to go back to school. We're looking for an abode off campus. We just kind of start looking at that as well, and I pray that God will work that situation out as well. But I'm sitting, when I come in, I probably fell asleep about 5 times since I came back home. It wasn't like I was doing anything strenuous. I was in a PD today, but because of the sun, because of that sunlight, that natural vitamin D that I get from in the morning between 6 and 10, my body just literally goes into sleep mode. And so go ahead and check it out, okay? That is one of the doctors that makes house call. And so, Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this opportunity, Lord. I thank you for the help message. I thank you, Lord, for just you tabernacling with us today. And I pray that each and every person that is on this line, they will leave here today changed, Lord. They will leave here today strengthened and encouraged and excited, want to do what you have called us to do, want to choose you, want to become up higher as we are in these last days, as we are going through trials and tribulation. I know that someone on this line is either going through a trial and a storm, coming out of one, or getting ready to go into one, Lord. And I know that you will never leave your people. You will always be there for us. So help us, Lord, to trust you even when we can't see you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for just tabernacling with me tonight and all of us. Touch my lips with cold so that the message that is being presented is coming from you, Lord. Lord, we bless your name. We give you honor. We give you glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so as I hear, heard Sister Consinelli, reaching out, to Sister Powell and saying, call me. Sister Powell not being here is, you're like, okay, this is somebody that, all walks of life, no matter how old you are, they are calling and they want to talk to Sister Powell because she has something that God has given her to share to the people. And as I said before, she will let you know. She'll say it. It is not me. I'm just the vessel. God is the one that gets all the honor and all the glory. And so I was sent something from my sister on Sunday. I think it was Sunday of this week. And it was a video, as I said before, and she had orchestrated that's what she does. And she had gathered some of her, community grandson and sons, and had brought them over to another parish, right? So they drove hours to get to another parish from where she's originally from. And she went over to help, right? I heard somebody on the line that says they've always helped. That's Sister Brenda. She has always helped, right? So she has a spirit of hospitality. She has a spirit of helping. And that, too, as I heard her say that, was Sister Powell, right? And I share this, not in malice, right, but I share that to say, Sister Paul used to take my lunch money that I saved and give to the others, to the neighbors, to the villagers, so that they will have food to eat or they will have lunch money to give to their children. And so that is what God has called us to do, right? And then any time when I kind of reminded her, and she was like, well, it was my money. I was like, but you gave it to me. It was my lunch money. So we have this, this little thing where we go, we reflect on that. And so I've always seen my mother and my father, who's deceased, just doing good and helping others, right? The little that they have, they would stretch it. And that's what God called us to do. And so she went there, and I'm telling you, she souped it up so nice and quickly. She talked about the Seventh-day Adventist Church. She talked about the Sabbath. She talked about the remnant people. She talked about what God has called us to do as he's coming. She wrapped it up so nicely. I mean, throughout the whole segment, all they were saying, pray him up, Grandma, pray him up, get off our board of prayer. And so when all else fails, we know that we can rely on what? We can rely on prayer. Because we need help in this daily living. We cannot do it by ourselves. The enemy would like us to think that, you know what, God is not there. He has forsaken you. But no, he said you have never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging for bread. So God, we are in his wings. We are under his wings and we're in his hand. Amen. So I just want to remind you of that. So we're going to go into help in daily living. Help in daily living. So I'm reading from the Ministry of Healing, page 465, and it says, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. The enemy has come to kill, steal, and destroy. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so we're going to hold fast to those promises. Amen. So it says, there is an eloquence far more powerful than the eloquence of words in the quiet, consistent life of a pure, true Christian. What a man is has more influence than what he says. I'm going to read that again. In the training that I went to today, that was one of the things that one of the trainer pointed out, right? He said that people are going to see you before they hear you. Have you all think about that? People are going to see you before they hear you. People are going to hear you before they listen to you. Are we called to be a peculiar people? I was in the training today, and there was a lady there, and, you know, we were doing simulation, like with real-life people, how to handle the situation, crisis situation. And, you know, they were acting, and it was real. It was coming off as being real stuff. And one of the lady sat beside, and she was, you know, trying to use some of the techniques, and they talked about, you know, sometimes you have kids that, you know, because of their disability, because of their, you know, they might be in a rage or they might have been triggered. They would kind of like, and this, I mean, I'm praying that God didn't put me in a situation where this, so that this will not happen to me, amen? Because that's just like a pet peeve for me, like have somebody spitting on you, right? And sometimes you have some kids that are spitters. And they will just do the arc. And so he was sharing about that situation, right? And I was like, Lord, oh, my Jesus, help, you know what I mean? And so he was giving us some scenarios and telling us, like, you know, how would you handle it, right? And there was a lady and there, and she, you know, she it was her time to do the simulation. I had done mine already. And so she was like, oh, my goodness. The woman was just, like, so perturbed, like, so nervous with all of the stuff that was going on. Because it was kind of like, you know, the simulation was like we were really in, like, a madhouse, right? You know, Bellevue, if you come from Jamaica. And I think we have a place here in Washington, D.C. called St. Elizabeth. Any place that you think, you know what I mean, those individuals that are not in their right mind, right? And they'll just do things that are like, are you kidding me? What? And so I said to the lady, this is when I would just have to call down the name of Jesus. And I said it out loud. I mean, I think there were probably about 15 of us that were in the space. And so it echoed. And the woman turned around to me and she just was just fist bumping me. She was like, I thank you so much for that. I didn't mean, you know, it wasn't like, you know, but it just came out. I was like, this is when we have to call down the name of Jesus. We have to rebuke this spirit in the name of Jesus. And the woman was just like, thank you so much for that, because that's the only way we're able to maneuver this situation. That's the only way. And I know each and every one of you that are on the line are going through something. or you just came out of something. Or as I said, you're going through, you're getting ready to go through something. And you're wondering, how is it I'm going to get out of this? How I don't have the strength for it. I can't handle it. And God says that when we have done our part, what is it we need to do? We need to surrender it to him. Because the only thing that God can't do, the only thing that God can do is fail. He cannot fail. And so I'm here, and I'm telling you how God is good. As I'm interjecting a little testimony, right? I'm supposed to get ready. The new school year is starting. I heard Sister Brother Eli praying for, you know, that God and Sister Tamiko, that God will put me in the right spot. And I'm telling you, as last week, you know, as the time was winding down, you know, I had my mindset and I wanted to, you know, this is what I wanted, right? And I was praying to God, you know, God, this is what I wanted. However, let your will be done, right? Because I don't know. But this is what I was desiring, right? And so then one doctor cleared me because I have a team of doctors that I'm working with. So one doctor cleared me, and I went to the last week on my appointment. I went to the other doctor on Monday, and he was just like, I didn't know it was going to happen, right? And I was like, I didn't know where I was going to go or anything. And I was like, you know, I was studying. We're doing the story of redemption, and we're on, I think, chapter 40, where we're talking about the ministry of Paul and the ministry of Peter when he was in jail, and he was, Herod had him, and he was clamped down with the chains, and he was in between, like, they call it like a quaternion, where there were four people that was, you know, strapped to him so that they were making sure that he could not get out. And when I read that encounter, I was like, oh, my goodness, he was in a dungeon. It was in a like a cave, like a stone, like, you know, it was hewn out for him. And he was guarded, heavily guarded, right? Because remember before, if you remember that story in Acts, where, you know, Peter and John, they were in prison, and they the Holy Spirit got them out, right? And so Herod was making sure that he didn't take any chances, right? He was like, no, y'all not escaping. And when I look at the miracle that happened, right, there was an angel that came by, and the dungeon was dark, and the angel came by, and while Paul was in that, while Peter, it was the encounter of Peter, while Peter was in the dungeon, and he was sleeping just like a baby. And actually, he was getting ready to be executed. I forgot that part. How could I forget that part? He was getting ready to be executed like the next day. Have mercy. And Peter was just sleeping like a baby. I want that. I want to know that, you know what? They're going to get me, okay? My life is going to be ended. I don't know where I'm going, right? The job is going to be in the fiery furnace. But I have a peace that passes all understanding. Like I could sleep like that vitamin D that I get from the sun between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. Just let me sleep like a baby, not a worry, not a care in the world, because I'm anchored and I know that my good Lord is going to come true for me. His will. His will is going to manifest in my life or in your life, beloved, right? And so as I thought about that, and I, you know, and the Spirit reminded me, remember what I did. What did God do for Peter? What did God do for Paul? Right? And I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, it's winding up. It's winding down, God. I haven't heard anything, God. What is it? What is it I'm supposed to do? You said you wish above all things that I may prosper and be in health as my soul prospered, Lord. I don't know, Lord. Are you there? Are you listening to me? And so I'm into this week, and Monday was my appointment. And, you know, and I hear the voice, you know, stay ready, right? There's this thing because Jesus' second coming is fast approaching, so we need to stay ready. right? If we stay ready, we're all going to be ready, right? And so I got all my stuff together. I'm getting, you know, my letters and my recommendation and all that. I'd called, you know, a principal before, and I didn't hear anything from him. And I was like, okay. Spirit was like, peace, be still. You did your part. And so I went to my appointment on Monday, and lo and behold, you know, I mean, there are about three doctors in there. I see, like, you know, I mainly see one of them, one and a half of them, or I should say two of them, or two and a half of them on a, you know, on a consistent basis, one more than the other. And I brought my form in, and I went in there, and I've never been in this room before. So when he brought me into this room, I was like, did I upgrade? Am I in trouble? You know, why am I in this room? And he said, no, I was just in here, and I just wanted you to, you know, come and, you know, they're doing their revals. And I'm telling you, beloved, he, you know, did the, you know, the first doctor came in and, you know, did the reassessment, you know, took the notes, look at how, and he said, well, do you really want to go back? You know, I mean, do you still, you know, you're still going through some things, and we want to make sure that you are, you know, especially with the job that you do, that you're up to par. And I said, well, yeah, I said, you know, I'm still going through and experiencing some of the stuff, you know, not as excruciating as it was before, but I'm still, you know, going through, but I just want to go and, you know, be able to go and try and see how it's going to work. And so I spoke to him, and he brought me into the other doc, and the other doc, you know, got the paperwork. I didn't even have a conversation with him. And I'm telling you, did he not give me an escape route? God used that doc to give me an escape route. When I looked at the paper, I was like, huh? He was like, yeah, this is what, and he wrote up his stuff, and he put his assessment, and put da-da-da-da-da, whatever, whatever. And I was like, look at that. Here I am now. We're perplexed. I was like, God, what's going on? And so, God, our ways aren't God ways, right? And he will use people to do what he needs to do on our behalf. And I was like, look at God, right? So I came and I sent the information in, and there was, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, these bureaucracy, there are like 10 different forms that goes to like 10 different entities. So one went to this entity or two, and then I have to get another form to send to this entity. And so I sent it. I went back, and I, you know, he filled it out, and I sent it in, and they confirmed back to me, you know, that they receive it, and then they're reviewing it because he had put some restriction on it, and he was like, they're reviewing it and stuff. And so tomorrow is the day, quote-unquote, you know, PD days normally go in, but when I went back and I read again, sometimes you got to ask God for ISAP, I read it again, and it stated, it was just like, you know, we got your stuff, you know, don't worry about it, we're going through the review process, and it gave another thing, right? And so I was like, why are they telling me that? I'm confused, I don't understand. So I, you know, I was talking to my girlfriend, one of my mentors, and she was like, well, send them an email and just saying you received it, but what does it mean? Is there anything else you need to do on your part? Because we want to make sure that we're dotting our I's and crossing our T's. And so I said, okay, but in the process of me sending it back, I read it again, and I was like, well, this is not applicable to me, but I'm going to send it out anyway. It's not going to hurt. But I'm just saying, I say all of this to say, help in daily living. God will do what he says he will do on your behalf, no matter what it is. Job situation, family situation, bereavement, illness and diseases, strife, agony, turmoil. God will do what he says he's going to do for us. He just needs us to trust him. He needs us to trust him. And I know we're going through some things in this health, in our daily life. It's not a question. But if we remember in Romans, I think it was Romans 8 or so, where it says that trials and tribulation, it is to be expected. That is a given. But if God is going to allow the trial and the tribulation to come our way, is he going to give us escape routes? Is he going to pluck us up out of the dungeon? Out of the fiery furnace, out of the lion's den, as he did Daniel, as he did Azarias, Mishael, and Ananias, as he did Peter and Paul and John. That is comforting to me. And I'm telling you, beloved, there's a peace that has passed over me where I'm telling you, I'm sleeping even before it's bedtime. And so it says, what a man is has more influence than what he says. What is your action? What is your deed? How does it represent that you are an ambassador for Christ Jesus? So people are going to see you before they hear you. They should be able to see the light of Jesus Christ shining through before you even open your mouth. And then they're going to have a conversation. Oh, my, you're so bright. Can you cover your face? Why are you radiating so much, so brightly? And so we continue. It says the officer who were sent to Jesus came back with the report that never man spoke as he spoke. But the reason for this was that never man lived as he lived. Had his life been other than it was, he could not have spoken as he did. His words bore with them a convincing power. When you open up your mouth, do you speak with the power of Jesus Christ, our Savior? Or we're murmuring and complaining and hipping and buffing? His words bore with them a convincing power because they came from a heart pure and holy, full of love and sympathy, benevolence and truth. It is our own character and experience that determine our influence up on others. In order to convince others of the power of Christ's grace, we must know its power in our own hearts and lives. The gospel we present for the saving of souls must be the gospel by which, listen to this, our own souls are saved. That is worth repeating. The gospel we present for the saving of souls must be the gospel by which our own souls are saved. Only through a living faith in Christ as a personal Savior possible to make our influence felt in a skeptical world. Aren't there a lot of skepticism going on? People don't believe in God. If what, you know, why we have so many people dying? If there was a God, why this, why that? But as the remnant people, if our lives were reflecting what Christ is and has done for us, then we would have been able to influence this skeptical world. If we would draw sinners out of the swift running current, our own feet must be firmly set upon the rock, Christ Jesus. Have mercy. There's a Christ object lesson. I mean, I love to travel, right? I haven't traveled, I love to travel by plane. I love to travel, you know, by car. I love to travel by boat. I love to travel, right? And when we think about when we're in the, when we're flying, we're going to look at when we're flying. Sister Powell just left New York over a month ago, flew on an airplane. And when you go in there, the air hostess would say to you, what do they say to you? If there is a turbulence or if there's something that happened in the plane, if there's an emergency and, you know, you need oxygen, and if you're a mother or if you're traveling with someone, they always say what? Put the oxygen mask on your face first, and then you're able to assist your children or assist your elderly or the person that you are traveling with that need assistance, right? Always help yourself first when you're in an emergency in the plane. And so this is connected to what we just read, that Christ should be showing and shining through us first before we can go and tell somebody about who he is. They should be able to see some fruit of it. Amen? Our own feet must be firmly set up on the rock. So if we are not planted, if we're not grounded and rooted, then you can't go tell nobody anything. What if you don't have that experience? Nobody wants to hear from somebody that did not try it. You know, I'm connected to this this entity, this little independent entity, a plug aside, you know, one of my many venture, Total Life Change, / Royal Palm. And I'm very meticulous and intentional in whatever I connect myself to, right? And so they sell, you know, some health products and essential oils that are great. However, I only endorse, you know, the ones that I've used, right? I'm not going to endorse everything because I have not used everything, but that sea moss thing is really, really good, right? And I'm looking at the chichui, all of those things. But I can't come and I can't sell you, and I will not sell you something, or I will not give you something that I have not used myself. I will not endorse something that I have not used myself, right? And so this is what it is saying here. It says, if we would draw sinners out of the swift running current, our own feet must be firmly set upon the rock, Christ Jesus. So we have to know who we believe in. We have to know what we believe in. Amen? It says, the badge of Christianity is not an outward sign, not the wearing of a cross or a crown, but it is that which reveals the union of man with God. I heard Sister Brenda talk about kindness. Is that one of the fruit of the Spirit, Sister Paula? Are you patient? Have mercy. That was a lot of prayer for me, because Lord knows. Are you long-suffering? Are you peaceful? Wow. It says, By the power of his grace manifested in the transformation of character, the world is to be convinced that God has sent his son as its redeemer. No other influence that can surround the human soul has such power as the influence of an unselfish life. I am going to read that again. By the power of his grace manifested in the transformation of character. Can we change our character, beloved? No. We can't change our own character. We can't do anything on our own strength. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. There's nothing that we can do on our own strength. We have to pray to Jesus Christ, our Savior, to give us the will and the strength to do it. Amen? And so it says, by the power of his grace manifested in the transformation of character, the world is to be convinced that God has sent his son as its redeemer. No other influence that can surround the human soul has such power as the influence of an unselfish life. The strongest argument in favor of the gospel is a what? A loving and lovable Christian. Can we love somebody if we're not lovable? If we're not kind to somebody, can we expect people to be kind to us? No. Have you ever seen some Christian? I mean, I've seen some of them that's connected to us as well, and their face look all stone and unhappy and just mean. I used to ask my mother, why they look like that? If you all have the everlasting gospel and the light, shouldn't we be cheerful and smiling no matter whether or not we're in a storm or getting out of a storm or going into a storm? The strongest argument in favor of the gospel is a loving and lovable Christian. The discipline of trial. To live such a life, to exert such an influence, cost at every step, effort, self-sacrifice, discipline. It is because they do not understand this that many are so easily discouraged in the Christian life. I'm going to reread that again. Repetition deepens the impression of the soul. to live the discipline of trial, to live such a life, to exert such an influence, cost at every step effort, self-sacrifice, discipline. It is because they do not understand this that many are so easily discouraged in the Christian life. Many who sincerely consecrate their lives to God's service are surprised and disappointed to find themselves as never before, confronted by obstacles and beset by trials and perplexity. Weren't we talking about that earlier? They pray for Christian lightness of character, for a fitness for the Lord's work, and they are placed in circumstances that seem to call forth all the evil of their nature. Faults are revealed of which they did not even suspect the existence. Like Israel of old, they question, if God is leading us, why do all these things come upon us? Do we ask those similar questions? Or do we ask, those type of questions? It is because God is leading them that these things come upon them. Trials and obstacles are the Lord's, trials and obstacles are the Lord's chosen message of discipline and is appointed conditions of success. So when you're going through them trials and when you're going through those obstacles and it looks bleak and dim and dark, it looks like you will not be able to overcome that. Just remember that it is the Lord's chosen method of discipline and his appointed conditions of success. God, trust us. He has faith in you and me that we will be able to overcome. He who reads the hearts of men knows their character better than they themselves know them. He sees that some have powers and susceptibilities, which, rightly directed, might be used in the advancement of his work. Providence, he brings these persons into different positions and varied circumstances, that they may discover in their character the defects which have been concealed from their own knowledge. He gives them opportunity to correct these defects and to fit themselves for his service. Often he permits the Lord, you're talking to me today. Often he permits the fires of affliction to assail them that they may be what? Purified. Oh, have mercy. The fact that we are called upon to endure trial shows that the Lord, Sister Continelli, Jesus sees in us something precious, Sister Brenda, which he desires to develop. How beautiful is that? Think about Peter, knowing he was getting ready to be executed and was sleeping like a baby because he knows he was in the arms of his heavenly Father. He was under his wings. The fact that we are called upon to endure trial shows that the Lord Jesus sees in us something precious which he desires to develop. If he saw in us nothing whereby he might glorify his name, he would not spend time in refining us. Have mercy. How beautiful is that, beloved? He would not spend time in refining us, so he wouldn't waste his time. But he sees something in you and me. He does not cast worthless stones into his furnace. It is valuable ore that he refines. The blacksmith puts the iron and steel into the fire that he may know what manner of metal they are. The Lord allows his chosen ones to be placed at mercy in the furnace of affliction to prove what temper they are of and whether they can be fashioned for his work. Have mercy. The Lord allows his chosen ones to be placed in the furnace of affliction to prove what temper they are of and whether they can be fashioned for his work. The potter takes the clay and molds it according to his will. He kneads it and works it. He tears it apart and presses it together. He wets it and then dries it. He lets it lie for a while without touching it. When it is perfectly palatable, he continues the work of making of it a vessel. He forms it into shape and on the wheel trims and polishes it. He dries it in the sun and bakes it in the oven. Thus it becomes a vessel fit for use. How beautiful. So the great master worker desires to mold and fashion us. And as the clay is in the hands of the potter, so are we of the potter. So are we to be in his hands. We are not to try to do the work of the potter. Our part is to yield ourselves to be molded by the master. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye shall be glad also with exceeding joy. 1 Peter 4:12-13. In the full light of day, and in hearing of the music of other voices, the cage bird will not sing the song that his master seeks to teach him. He learns a snatch of this, a trill of that, but never a separate and entire melody. But the master covers the cage and places it where the bird will listen to the one song he is to sing. In the dark, he tries and tries again to sing that song until it is learned, and he breaks forth in perfect melody. Then the bird is brought forth, and ever after he can sing that song. In the light, thus God deals with his children. He has a song to teach us. And when we have learned it amid the shadows of affliction, we can sing it ever after. I will end the reading here, Sister Paul. I know I was blessed, and I pray that you were blessed, knowing that that storm, those trials and tribulation, God has allowed it because he sees you as a vessel that he needs to fit to be ready to do his job, to do his bidding. Thank you so much, Sister Powell.
Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Stephanie, for that presentation, and I have been blessed, and I do hope that each one of us, and before Sister Stephanie, I'm asking you if you could close up with a prayer as your sermon, and then I'm going to open the line for an inquiry and a song by Sister Tamiko, and I saw Sister Leola may want to share, so I will open the line for just a few minutes to close out. So Sister Stephanie, your line is open for prayer, closing prayer. For prayer, just prayer for the sermon. Oh, Lord, sorry about that. Sister Stephanie, you 240.
You hear me?
Your line.
All right.
Yeah, your line.
Heavenly Father, we are just so thankful We're thankful for this word today. Lord, I know you spoke to my soul. I know you spoke to my soul, Heavenly Father, that you are in control of all of our situations. Though it may look bleak, though we may feel overwhelmed, though we may feel perplexed, we can rest assured that you have your hands on your children. We can rest assured that if you did not see something within us, you wouldn't have a desire to use us. And so, Lord, we thank you for this message. And we pray that each and every person that heard it, Lord, we will be able to go forth. We will be able to allow our actions and our deeds and our disposition to reflect you, Heavenly Father. We pray that when we come in contact with individuals, Lord, they will see us before they hear us. We will allow them to see what you have done within our lives. Thank you, Lord, for tabernacling with us today. And we pray that as we leave, Lord, this message will be one that will pierce us, will agitate us, Lord, so that we can get right. We can get it right with you, Heavenly Father. We can surrender ourselves. We can know that no matter the trials, no matter the tribulation, Lord, you're preparing us for what is to come. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can do all things through you. Thank you, Lord, that you are a God that can never fail. Thank you, God, for being our advocate, for being our very present help in time of trouble. And I pray, Lord, that as we are going through the trials, that we will count it all joy, knowing that you are the potter and we are the clay, and you're fashioning us so that we will be able to stand firm through the storm. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Amen, Sister Stephanie. Thank you for the prayer, and also thank you for that presentation. You're hearing me, oh Lord. Thank you for the presentation. All right, my dear beloved, I'm trying to. You're hearing me? Okay. All right, my dear beloved, I'm going to open the line for dear Sister Leola and for a short comment, study of the study, and also open the line for Sister Tamiko for some. 225-337, your line is open. Check your phone. Okay. All right. Just give you a short. Sister Tamiko, 272-772-770, your line is open.
Amen.
If you have a comment on the study, you can, or question or query, and then you can just close out with us.
Okay. I'm just grateful for the reading and the ministry of healing from Sister Stephanie, and it was really very nice and very touching at the same time, the way the Lord loves us so much. And he's always working with us no matter what. As she brought out, he is the potter and we are the clay. So I'm just grateful to the Lord for everything, the way he cares for us and the way he's just amazing love that he has for his children. So I just wanted to share that. But I just wanted to sing I Surrender All for my precious beloved brothers and sisters on this line. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. believe.